on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. It's the Rosie on the House program. If you're not an early bird or you're just not on the garden side of things, that doesn't mean you still may not have weeds. And we're talking about a product that you used to have a pre-emergent and a post-emergent. This is both complete in one. That's why they call it Weed Beater Complete. Well, it'll kill the weeds you have right now. And it works as a pre-emergent, and it'll get over 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleaf weeds. That's Weed Beater Complete. Available Mesquite Valley growers on Speedway in Tucson. Christopher's, I don't know if you were listening when at the Crawfish Festival when we were up in Heber. Christopher came over from Lakeside. Talk about a lot of buzz about that guy. But I think it's because his location is the envy of every nursery in the summer. Where else would you want to own a nursery in the summer, man, in Arizona than Lakeside? You could get Weed Beater Complete there. And also Waters Garden Center on Iron Springs in Prescott. You can also hear more of the Mountain Gardener following this broadcast if you're listening on KQ&A. Weed Beater Complete by Bonai. Get ahead of those weeds because it is going to be, I mean, we've already seen it explode. We even had a weed guy in 3 weeks ago. We were getting so many questions. So make sure you've got that in your garage on your shelf for pre and post emergent for your lawns this summer, because it's going to be a long lawn season. Yours is already green.
Yeah,
your Bermudas is already.
It is. And you can in East Tucson, you can always jump over to see Tony at Magic Garden.
You can, absolutely. So
our new certified landscape wholesaler retailer right there, Pantano and 22nd Street.
Yep. Bonide's easy to find. Look for the purple tops.
There you go.
You can see it on the shelves. Maria in Phoenix wants to talk insulation. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, what's going on is I didn't realize that the ductwork in my home was an issue until I did an energy audit. And what we discovered was they had just duct taped the entire system of the insulation, in addition to finding some of the home, the ceiling, not insulated. So we've got passages that are not insulated. So what we did was we removed the duct, we replaced where needed, and we found that my son's room was not insulated to connected to the AC, but connected to the old swamp cooler that no longer exists.
Okay.
So we fixed that. Now, our issue at this point is still the boys' rooms are not getting adequate AC. We've got good push from the living room, the third main bedroom, and the living room, but no serious push to the boys' room. How can we fix that?
Well, you hired an energy audit company that did they replaced all the ductwork?
Actually, we did it ourselves because I am at limited means.
Okay. Well, it's going to, balancing an air conditioning system can be hard. But here is what I'm going to tell you to do. And it's going to be hard to know if this works until we get deeper into the summer, okay? If you have the kind of air conditioning register on the wall in each room that air comes out of, we call it a supply register.
Right.
We really like to have those where you can regulate them and open and close them.
Right.
I want you to go through the house and I want you to close all of them 60%.
Okay.
Now, you're going to be creating a little bit of back pressure on your equipment, but we're not going to leave it this way for very long. Then I want you to go to your boys' room and open it completely and see if by choking down the other in the rest of the house, we can force a little more into your son's room. At that point, what you're going to do is if his room now is comfortable, you're going to go around and start opening the other registers a little bit at a time to take the back pressure off the ductwork. This is very non-scientific, but it generally can work. And when you're all done and you have the temperature consistency throughout the house that you like, another very unscientific way to measure if you've done anything hazardous to your equipment is when it comes on, you don't want the equipment whistling through the filter. You want to make sure it's breathing easy, okay?
Okay.
So if you can do all that, that's probably going to be the best way I can guide you through it as a fix-it-yourself solution. Now, the other thing you might want to consider, you talked about insulation.
Yes.
If insulation in the attic is spotty, most people don't realize we only need an R38 insulation in Arizona below the Mogollon Rim, okay? Only an R38. Don't put any more than that in. But that R38 must be installed very correctly and very evenly. If we have some insulation displacement while we were up in the attic installing this new ductwork, a 5% displacement will decrease the efficiency of the entire insulation envelope of your house by 50%.
Now, in that, do we need that metallic sheet thing?
No. That's radiant barrier. There is a place for radiant barrier. It's not at your house.
Okay.
Do not spend money on a radiant barrier.
Yeah, the last place wanted me to put radiant barrier before the insulation.
No. That is money. You'll be very thankful you didn't have the money to spend on that, because it basically would have been wasted. We do not believe in radiant barriers, and I've argued this point with every radiant barrier salesman in Arizona who tries to just convince me I'm wrong, but the documentation doesn't prove. It can work in an attic that's uninsulated.
Right, because we're going to have to take everything out of the attic
And
then re-insulate it.
Yeah.
Now, with the current insulation, should we just do away with all of it and put new insulation, or just replace where it needs to?
The house is obviously pretty old. It was built when we were just using a VAP cooler, so it's a 40s or 50s vintage home?
Yes. 1984 is when they made it.
1984 is when they built the house?
Correct.
And it was built just for an evap cooler?
What it appeared to be.
Interesting. How long have you had the home?
I've been in the home since 2011.
Okay, so fairly new to you. When you stick your head up in the attic, are there multicolors of insulation, like the old black or brown stuff and then some pink stuff, like maybe somebody's been in there and enhanced it since the day? Okay. Looks all original. Okay. And it's loose fill, not bats with paper backing on it.
Right.
Okay. That's what you want in the attic, is loose fill. You want that about 11 inches thick, and just make sure it's spread nice and even. And that's about all you're going to be able to do. If you have any ventilation in the attic, make sure you're not blocking any of the inlet ports around the perimeter of the house, what we call bird blocking. Make sure the gable vents are open. Don't put any attic fans up there. Let it just be a passive ventilation system. And that's about as good as you're going to get.
And then just fill what I need to with insulation.
Just take loose fill up there and fill it in there. When you stick your head up in the attic and your eyes get above the insulation, all you should see is a perfect sea of insulation. You should not see the top of the ceiling rafters, joist. You should not see any exposed wood. It ought to just be one perfectly smooth layer, ocean, flat lake, plane of insulation.
And this is something that I or my as a person of my choice could do without having to hire a contractor.
Yes, you could do it. Again, you're trying to accomplish that uniform coverage thickness, very nice and even. There are certainly tricks and trades of the trades in insulation, where you block in around. There's things you got to look for as it relates to soffits and as it relates to recessed lighting and all of that. But if you want to give it a try yourself, give it a try. See if you can get your son's room comfortable. And if not, give us a ring back, and we'll see if we can't lend you a little bit more assistance. Somebody on limited resources is why we show up every single Saturday morning to try and improve your quality of life right here at Rosie on the House.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You want to take a call or take a staycation?
Let's take a call.
All right. Max, welcome to the program. What you working on today?
Hey, I have a house that is currently a rental, used to live in it. And the driveway slopes up towards the garage. And then, of course, I have the expansion crack, which is about a half an inch wide. And then you'll have the 2 feet slab portion of concrete before you have the garage doors that come down. I'm getting rain inside the garage when it rains, and it has ruined those cabinets that everybody in Arizona has, those whitewash type colored blonde garage cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And it has just completely destroyed one end of that from the water. So how do I keep the water out of there?
It's going to be tough. One option would be remove that 2 foot of panel of concrete in front of the garage door, re-pour that 6 to 8 inches lower, set to accommodate a traffic grade metal grate. But then once we collect it there, we're going to have to send it somewhere. Do we have area on the property if collected there we can redirect it and plumb it to?
Well, I mean, it just runs downhill to the street. The ground does.
And now let's see. I'm driving down the street, and I've got to pull downhill to your garage, right?
No, it's uphill to the garage.
Okay, I had it just backwards.
It sounds like this was a carport, at least at one point.
No, no,
no,
no.
No, this is a big house.
Hmm.
And the driveway drains back to the garage?
Well, the driveway does not drain back to the garage, but the concrete slab that extends anywhere beyond the garage doors closed down,
mm-hmm.
where they meet up with the expansion crack,
mm-hmm.
rain gets in there, and from that, and when it gets on that slab, that 2 feet slab that's on the outside of the garage doors,
mm-hmm.
it runs back under the garage doors and into the garage.
Yeah. You know, there are glued down thresholds that you can put there that will work to some degree, but not any water that gets over about 3/8 or a half inch deep. The only way to keep that out is going to be saw cut the driveway, get a traffic grade gutter system installed there, and then allow it for free drainage out to the street.
Any suggestions on who I call for that?
Where in Arizona are you?
I'm in East Scottsdale.
Okay. I do have a couple people I'm going to give you, and I'll give that to you off air. You just hang on, and we'll get you a couple names of folks. Most of the guys right now are pretty busy right now. Things are definitely picking up, that's for sure. But I'll get you a couple little concrete guys that can do that for you.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're almost done with the open line hour, but we may have time to get your call in if you try now. Next hour, it's organizing, a lot of paper shredding, a lot of cleanup and items like that. It's springtime, time for spring cleaning.